This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Tossed Popcorn is a production of iHeartRadio.
Hi, I'm Sienna Jekyll.
And I'm Liana Holston.
And welcome to Tossed Popcorn, the podcast where two idiots watched every film on the AFI's 100 Greatest American Movies of All Time, the very slightly less racist 10th anniversary edition, and are now watching movies of our own choosing.
This podcast is a safe zoo for people who don't know anything about movies. Today, we're watching Jurassic Park.
That is one big pile of shit.
Warning, there will be spoilers about this raw old film.
So this is one of the movies that we chose as like a, yeah, we got to watch that movie.
So many just people requested it. Everybody's been like, oh, you haven't seen it? It's a classic.
This was a listener request. So of course, a reminder, some of these will be chosen by Liana, some chosen by me, and some are listeners.
Woo! Listener
and Jurassic Park, I mean, that's a classic. That's a classic have you seen it movie.
Now that's a film. And Sienna, had you ever seen this movie before?
Let's listen to our predictions. I want to get right into this one.
Fantastic.
Hi, Liana. It's Sienna. I'm about to watch Jurassic Park. I saw this movie one time, but didn't retain it because I'm not very interested in this film. I think it's the 80s part. Dinosaurs, I feel medium about. Dinosaurs being scary, I think, is kind of stupid. That's all the information I have to give to you at this moment. I predict that there will be... I predict that Newman from Seinfeld will be scared by a
dinosaur.
Oh, that's
who that was.
Okay, I love you. Goodbye.
Oh. Okay. Great. Well, and you know what? Here's my prediction.
Gorgeous. Let's hear it. Let's hear it.
Roar. Hi, it's Liana. I'm about to watch Jurassic Park, a film I have never sought out in my life once ever. I predict there will be dinos and scientists, and somebody says clever girl, and I've never known if they were talking to a woman or a dinosaur line. Could be either. I don't care about this movie, but I've seen a musical version of that's based off of it, which I can tell you more about tonight. Okay, love you. Bye.
A musical version?
Yeah.
Where did you see that?
The Edinburgh Fringe Festival, of course.
I knew you were going to say that. That's cool.
This was in 2015 when I was working there, and a bunch of other people in the group wanted to go see this Jurassic Park inspired musical because they had seen the film and loved it. And so we went, and the whole audience was getting references right and left. The score was incorporated. People really were moved by the piece, and I sat there like a stone for the full 57 minutes.
Like a fossil?
Like a fossil! Yes. Hell yeah. Very good. Oh my God. Sienna.
Hey.
Well, it's not a musical. We know that. But Sienna, would you please give us a synopsis of Jurassic Park?
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
I'll say out loud what I wrote down.
Yeah.
Jurassic Park.
Roar.
An 80s movie about dinosaurs.
It's from 1993.
It is? A 90s movie about dinosaurs. Steven Spielberg wanted to make something go roar. I actually did not check any of this now that I think about it, so this could be wrong.
Let's listen. Who cares?
A rich Scottish man.
Yeah.
Clones dinosaurs on an island using the blood in a fossilized mosquito.
Slay.
Instead of thinking about what this will mean for the course of nature, he turns this discovery immediately into a heavily branded theme park. He invites two white paleontologists to check it out for one chill afternoon. Oh. That becomes very, not chill. There are, like, dinosaurs, like, walking around. The main character learns to like kids. The end.
Yes. Perfect. Absolutely no notes. That's everything that happened.
Yes. I mean, that's Laura Dern and Jeff Goldblum are also in it, which is like the vibe.
That's the vibe.
Yeah. That's so funny that it's from 1993.
I really, Steven Spielberg did his little films and then they just gave him carte blanche to make more films where something goes roar.
Roar. Yeah, he loves
that. He loves that. Because he did Jaws. That was him, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course. And E.T.
Yeah, remember he did it when he was 26?
Oh, that's the only thing I know about it. Oh my God, that's right. That's why it was so silly. It was so silly.
Well, speaking of being in your 20s, shall we do
Oh my gosh, slay, smooth.
Hey, girl.
Hey, girl, how was the puppet show?
I had a puppet show last night.
Uh-huh.
It was great. I feel great. It was a great... It was awesome.
That's great.
Note that I was given, I had to control like one of the biggest, heaviest puppets. These are giant puppets, by the way. And it was more of like a play that I put on with my friends. It was like a 2-hour long puppet musical. Very proud of it. It was very... oh, I see you've taken your headphones out. Can you hear me?
I can't hear you, but what if I just took them off while you were talking about the puppet musical? That's like, really, how was the show? Boop. Unplug.
Honestly, could be a good thing for our friendship. Yes, no. Boundaries. Anyway, but a note I was given was that... we needed to cover my white arms because it was distracting. Hey, girl. What's going on with you?
Hey. Let's see. I knew you were busy this week. I could tell because you reacted to every text I sent you, but only as a reaction or a LOL or haha. So I was like, okay, she's still like slaying in terms of being a businesswoman communicator, but she is too busy for words.
That and is I understand. So funny.
That's Tech Week.
Yeah, it was Tech Week.
Yeah. I'm fine.
That's
I'm
so funny.
I'm doing my gigs. I'm applying for jobs. I cried this morning about my birth control. So as it turns out, this country is really not better at medication than the US
was.
Slay. It's so frustrating when you're in a situation where you're so frustrated, but the person that you're talking to, venting to them will do nothing to help anybody. Like, it's only going to make their day worse because they can't help you. And it's also not their fault that this thing happened.
Yep.
But also, you want to express your frustration somewhere because this does suck and it shouldn't be this way.
Totally.
But you can't, like, get in touch with anybody who has any, like, authority.
Yep.
But also, you're not going to just be a person who's shitty over the phone to somebody who's not being paid enough for this job.
totally. Oh. But you're not going to be like, oh, totally fine, totally fine.
Yeah,
because you're like,
yeah,
well,
no
it's
worries,
not
girl.
Fine,
have a
but
sleigh
it's
weekend.
Not you at all. It has right. nothing to do with you. But it's
and
not
so that
fine.
Is why I think that's why the phone call ended and all of that pent up energy came yeah. out in the form of tears.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I just could totally. Not.
Oh, that's so frustrating.
Roar!
Roar!
That's how I felt. That's how I felt by the end of the phone call. I was one of the all-female dinosaur cast of Jurassic Park.
Leona, let's get into our phone notes. Welcome to Phone Notes, where we talk about the notes we took while watching the film, and we read each other's. I have a feeling we'll feel the same about this movie, because this feels like the type of movie where we're just like, I never needed to watch
yeah.
this.
There's a reason we hadn't up until now.
Yeah. And I want to say right off the bat, I completely get why this is like a lovable film in terms of like Spielberg. There's something very digestible about Spielberg movies when you are an American movie watcher. like they're just.
I'm an American and I get this. I'm sitting down to watch an American film because I am an American.
They're just like they're fun for the whole family. You know what I mean? Like they're like I
are
get
they?
That part. Yeah, but then there's parts of like this where it's like this is really scary, and the little yeah. boy just got fried off of a fence.
I was so glad that happened, but we'll have to get there.
He also loves very gross puppets. That's another thing.
Well, that's rich coming from you, but yes, yeah. yes, he does.
Well, that's the thing is like. They're gross. He particularly likes like slimy, dead
slimy,
puppets.
Bloody. Yeah. 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 He does love that. It is. I didn't know it was a Spielberg film. And then that opening scene happened and it was so E.T. that I was like,
yeah.
wait a second. Did
yeah,
Steven Spielberg do this?
Leona, you said your first note is, I feel like the summary of this movie is going to be, well, yeah. What did you expect? That's exactly how I felt. Like, dude, when they got to the island, because I had seen this movie at some point, and I saw
oh
it sometime,
God.
Like, somewhat recently. Like, I didn't see it as a kid. Mm-hmm. But whenever I saw it, I don't remember, I must have begrudgingly watched it, because it just, like, isn't really something that interests me particularly.
Yeah.
But when they got to the island in this one, and there was a dinosaur there, that's when I was like, oh, yeah. Yeah, that's what this movie is that there are dinosaurs.
Oh my God. I was, it was kind of refreshing that it drops you right in. It's not like the development uh-huh. of the dinosaur DNA. It's like, nope, they already figured that out
yep.
and now it's
yeah,
up
yeah,
and
yeah.
running. But it is, you know, at the same time, this 1000% is something that an idiot billionaire would do. 100%. Like he would buy a private
oh,
island.
Yeah.
And just absolutely put these dinos on it with no thought of the consequences. Because it's that look how high I am energy
yeah.
from the other
yeah.
two.
Yeah, yeah.
Where the billionaire just wants to do the most insane thing possible.
It is kind of cool when there's stuff like this that comes, like this was before the billionaire boom, you may say.
Yes, yeah. The bill
recent
boom.
Recent decades.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah.
right at the beginning.
It also,
because they would absolutely do this.
Do you know when we mapped the human genome? I think it was after this. You know, I was thinking about that because they talk about DNA so much in this. And that was such a huge project, but it was under Clinton. So I think it was after 93
Whoa.
That it was done. But I could be wrong.
Okay, mapping the human genome.
Let's give a shout out to Mapping the Human Genome.
Let's give it up for Mapping the Human Genome.
One more time, everyone, for Mapping the Human Genome.
I'm surprised we haven't talked about Mapping the Human Genome. It's about time we talk about Mapping the Human Genome.
Now more than ever, we need to be talking about Mapping the Human Genome.
And I'm glad you said it. Are you so preoccupied with whether or not you could that you aren't stopping to think if you should? We'll be right back.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Liana, you said, already I can tell I'm going to watch this wrong because I am on the side of the dinosaurs. Please explain that.
Every time a guy got killed, I was like, well, you invented these and put them in captivity and are treating them very poorly.
Yeah.
You're literally tasing this dinosaur and you think it's not going to get mad?
Yeah.
This was dino's rights forever. Right.
I will say, I do think that was kind of the idea.
What?
I think they wanted us to be a little bit like, yeah, this is your comeuppance. Right?
I think they wanted us to be like, this is your comeuppance, but I don't think they were like, this is for the dinos. Like, we are in support of no more oppressing of dinosaurs.
Right.
Because they are extinct.
I did like this Scotsman, even though he turned out to be, you know.
I didn't realize he was Scottish until he announced that he was from Scotland, like an hour and a half into the film.
Wait, what did you think he was an American?
Yeah, the two nationalities that you can be.
I think I wrote something sort of about him being Scottish.
If you have... Sienna penned, if you had the chance to lease a dinosaur island from the government, would ya? Did he lease it from the government?
I thought he said that sentence.
What? He said he owned an island. He did not lease that island.
I don't know.
That man owns that. He is not a renter. He is an owner.
He definitely owns it. He talked about the government.
Oh
and
my
leasing.
God.
If you had the chance to own the dinosaur island, would ya?
Would ya?
If you had the chance to clone dinosaurs from a mosquito, would ya?
I was thinking of you a number of times during this film.
Thank you.
First of all, there is one of the characters. One thing I'll give Spielberg, he usually, not that he's the one who writes these, but the movies he chooses to work on usually have a pretty clear, straightforward thing. Like, okay, there's a bad shark. We want to get it, right?
Joss was so silly.
So silly. And this one, they're like, okay, the main guy character, he, paleontologist.
Yep.
Hates kids. His whole thing is like, he does not like kids.
Oh my God, you're so right.
And it's going to be a problem, which is so funny as like his whole deal.
And it's got nothing to do with the dinosaurs.
Nothing to do with it.
Like that story could map onto any situation of peril. And it's about, because the relationship is about him and the kids, not his actual passion and job.
Also, he doesn't like have a history or something. It's not like, oh gosh, like I had a bad
childhood. My family. Oh yeah.
Yeah. Or a kid killed my family or anything like that. It's just like, he's just like, I don't like them.
Yeah. So you.
Oh, I loved him so much.
Really?
Yeah. Are you kidding? When he was like, which car are you going in? And the kid was like, the one that you're going in. And then he took him to the other car and shut the door. I was like, yes.
Yeah, Liana, you said, explain to me how this is not King Kong 1933. You better believe, if you've seen King Kong 1933, you're going to be thinking about it while watching Jurassic Park.
Oh my
okay?
God, roar!
Okay, you visit, you visit an island with otherworldly creatures that you didn't know would still be here.
Uh-huh.
You
just
go and
the
hang
one
out with
woman.
Roaring. Yeah.
There's a bunch of guys in uniform. Nobody really knows what they're getting themselves into. It was King Kong 1933.
It really was.
Sienna, you've written, he is so weird. I'm really glad he exists, but why does he exist? Who?
Jeff Goldblum.
Oh!
That man is one of those actors who I'm like, listen. I think that you're very special, and I'm glad to get to perceive your performance because it's so unique.
It's a treat.
But why do you get cast? You're so weird.
Did they write this role for him? Because that's not really a guy. That's just Jeff Goldblum, like a sensual math guy. That's not a person. That does not exist in the real world.
Why does he talk like that?
Oh my, he's so handsy. He was so sensual in this movie.
Sensual
Jeff. At every opportunity. It was crazy. I kept calling him Sensual Jeff throughout my notes. I referred to him as Sensual Jeff. Yeah.
I just said that right now because that sounds like something that you would say or a phrasing.
And it was.
Sensual Jeff Goldblum. Yeah, yep. That's so funny.
So sensual.
It is hard to tell in like movies from a different era how hot someone's supposed to be.
Yeah.
In it, because it's like, was this like the look? His sort of high hair and low neckline.
The deep V. The deepest of Vs. Oh my God. I also just like, what genre is this movie?
I don't know.
Because it's like dinosaurs, a really sensual man. And then a wholesome story about a guy learning to tolerate children.
Yeah.
Who is this for?
And the bad guy is sort of like a kind of cool old guy.
Yeah.
And then there
slash
are also
raptors.
Like, yeah. And there are some beautiful dinosaurs that are like,
okay. And when you say beautiful,
I mean, they are designed.
You're talking about the brontosauruses?
The way that it's like presented is supposed to be like, look how beautiful. Like,
do you remember the scene where the guy is in the tree with the kids and they're looking out at the field of brontosauri and he's like, shh, they're singing. And I was like, singing? Listen.
Here they are. Listen, if you listen closely, you can even hear one.
He's right in front of them yelling.
They were so funny. So then they'll have that, and then they'll have like the scariest, like
T-Rex
aliens-esque, like raptor scene.
Yeah. What? What was happening in the 90s? And like, I guess this was children went to see this, but
yeah, it was probably so scary as a kid. Oh my gosh, Liana, you're so right. You said Megan would love it in Jurassic Park.
Megan.
Oh, how Megan would thrive.
Oh my God,
she would swim.
A strong, terrifying shark surrounded by other female terrifying creatures who are also incredibly strong. It was so important to me that every dinosaur in this was a woman.
So funny. Also, movies from this time are so funny the way that they're like, go girl. Like it's trying to be, there's some feminist moments, which is, I laughed out loud when they were like, man does this, like nature does this thing.
That's in my badges, baby. It was so
really?
Good. Yeah. Okay. So he was saying like, God creates dinosaurs. God kills the dinosaurs. God creates man. Man kills God. Man creates the dinosaurs. And then Laura Dern says, dinosaurs kill man. Women inherit the earth. And it was so slay. But also
so slay.
But I also did laugh because I know that men only wrote and directed this.
Yes.
And you can just hear it in the lines sometimes where it's like, oh, and then we'll have Laura say this just absolutely.
Yeah.
Like, drop the mic.
Uh-huh.
It's just like,
yeah, we'll have the one woman say that and fix feminism.
Dinosaurs kill man, and then women go orf, girl.
Anyway, I'm going to now defer to the men for the rest of the film.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. 100%.
I mean,
or like, her later line to the billionaire where she's like, that was sexist, but I have to go follow this other man with a gun.
So funny.
Okay. You're definitely trying.
Earth girlfriend.
Earth.
Did they lower that cow down in an IKEA bag? It did.
You remember this?
I do.
Yeah.
It was very Apocalypse Now core.
I was thinking the exact same thing.
It was the same kind of cow as...
We had to look at a real cow. You don't see it get eaten or killed on screen this time. So one step up from Apocalypse Meow. But when they bring the bag back up and it's all bloodied and torn, it really looks like one of those big blue IKEA bags that people carry
really
big
does.
Dogs in on the New York subway. That's all I could think about. Like, imagine you have a cow and you're trying to take it on the New York subway, so you just put it in the IKEA bag.
That's really funny. That's really funny. I love that. You said the Tyrannosaur paddock. Paddock? They're not ponies. I don't know about that. I don't know what you're saying with that. I don't have enough information about anything here. Explain that to me.
The British guy who says clever girl later...
Clever
early
girl.
On, they're like, oh, the car is stopped near the Tyrannosaur paddock. Everybody's going to want to pay attention. And paddock, to me, is such a pastoral, countryside, pleasant noun that to call the portion of the park that the Tyrannosaurus Rex lives in a paddock is insane. Like, it's just further evidence that this billionaire did not know what was going on.
Yeah, yeah.
Or what he was getting up. He was like, yeah, we'll put him in the paddock. It's going to be so cute. And then the Tyrannosaurus tries to eat every single person, including a guy who's on the toilet.
That was so funny. That is such an L.
An incredible moment of comedy when every wall fell down and it was the only thing left standing was this man sitting on the toilet. The entire rest of the structure collapsed around him. Like, imagine you're having a shit, right?
Yeah.
And then every wall around you falls down.
To reveal a dinosaur. A hungry dinosaur.
Who somehow knew that you were in there?
Who's on one?
He saw that the stall said occupied and he was like, my food's in there. I gotta go. Oh my god, we're doing what they did in the film.
Oh,
and we're gendering
gosh.
The dinos as male when they are all scientifically engineered to be female.
Oh my god.
That's something I'll get to in the trages.
That would be
Sienna, you wrote
hell.
That boy flew with his arms straight at his side when he gets
zapped.
That actually took me by surprise. I thought they were going to do the like, oh, just in the nick of time. But nope.
I know. Pretty honestly, I loved that.
Timmy did not deserve to live in this movie. I'm sorry. Timmy
That's
or Tim,
funny.
As they call him. There were so goddamn many moments where that kid should have become an angel. Like, he just should not have made it. Natural selection was trying to tell us something with that, you know?
You usually do. Yeah, usually in movies like this, like when a countdown happens, you know they're going to end up being safe. But they really let us have this one.
Yeah.
Like, 5, 4, 3, 2. Oh, yep, you're zapped.
Oh, oh my god, he got zapped.
And he just flies off. Absolutely
and then it's so
standing
still.
Straight as a board. Stiff. Flies with a hair completely vertically.
It honestly like would have gotten
awesome.
Points in a diving competition. It was
Timmy!
Really good. Timmy!
Oh, we do have to acknowledge this, Liana. You said, unless they figure out how to open doors, opens door.
That made me laugh so much.
They really didn't even try to give it a second. It happened immediately.
We're all safe because we closed all the doors. So unless the raptors figure out how to open a door, and then the raptor opens the door.
Also, for some reason, when they would do that, like, I thought it was going to be in some more like complicated dinosaur way, but it just used
its hand.
It used its raptor hand to just open the doorknob. Like, it turned the doorknob and it creaked the door open. It just figured it out.
That got me so good. I laughed so hard at that. I loved that.
So good. So good. Oh my gosh, Liana, you also said this raptor has real hello, Clarice energy a little bit later.
Whenever it would pop out, either of the two raptors would pop out of wherever, like from around a corner.
Hello,
it Clarice. Really felt very, hello, Clarice. It's just in my head, that's what they were saying.
Absolutely.
Gum.
Tector. That would be, those are the names for the two raptors.
Jame Gum
and Tector. Dino stuff, I guess, is just not... Anything where a lizard is really mean, it doesn't have much appeal.
The lizards were mean in this. And, you know,
yeah.
It's by their nature, but you can't deny it. They are mean. They only want the worst for people.
Truly, they really were worst case lizards. And it's like, don't you rest at some point? Don't you have to sleep?
You can't be
hungry all the time.
I couldn't begin to imagine the sleeping schedule of a Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Did you just get absolutely electrocuted off a fence? I'm sorry to hear that. Rest up during these ad breaks. We'll be right back.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Sienna, shall we move on to our next segment? Shall we evolve into our next segment?
Which is, of course, badges and trages, where we give badges for brontosaurus.
Oh, my God.
And trages for T-Rexes.
Yeah.
Roar.
My first badge is a badge for arriving on a raft in a suit. I thought that was so funny.
He's standing so still with his legs so far apart.
You gotta keep your raft balance.
Yeah.
But why are there no edges to the... He definitely could have been sitting, but not in that freshly pressed suit. It was crisp. He is a lawyer.
It felt very Muppet movie to me.
Oh.
No? All right. My first badge is for the cartoon part. That was fun.
The meiosis like, square dance.
It was long also. It was really long. I was like, this is fun. I really do. I just have a childlike ADHD brain about processing information because I was like, oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. This is really explaining it to me.
It was a smart way of giving that information out. I have a badge for this guy doesn't like kids. I love that.
Representation.
Representation matters.
I have a badge for a movie that's like a ride. I do like that. And this one wasn't like a ride so much as it was like literally a ride. But I think that's a fun like use of the movie medium is when it kind of like takes you on a what feels like a thrilling twist and turns type of. Because I like being on a ride.
Badge for a dog.
Where?
In the scene where Newman meets
they
that
were
guy
dinosaurs,
who
Leona. I
shut your mouth.
Those were dinosaurs in the movie.
That's not a dog.
I almost did a bit where I kept going, "What is that about every dinosaur that I saw?" What is that thing?
There's a dog in the scene where the guy with a bunch of money in his briefcase steps off like a bus or whatever, and somebody at the cafe is sitting at a table, and there's a dog with him. There's a little cutie.
Cafe.
It's, yeah.
I don't think I watched this right. I have a badge for this little girl is in her acting bag. She was like, she was really crying. Her whole direction was that she had to be like scared out of her mind. And honestly, she went there.
No, truly, it was to the point where I was like, at one point I wrote down, hey, do we think these kids were okay after
seriously,
this movie?
She was screaming.
Those kids were scared. Yeah. A badge for all the animals are female. Slay.
Slay.
Absolute matriarchy.
Badge for Laura Dern.
Oh, yes.
Yes. Welcome back to Gay News.
This movie was so influential on the other two.
Yeah.
Badge for hold on to your butts. Absolutely. I didn't realize how many iconic lines were from this movie.
My final badge. I don't know.
Yeah.
I didn't perceive a lot of specifics, and I won't apologize for that. But I'm sorry. Badge for just the Spielberg.
I won't apologize for that, but I am sorry.
But I am sorry. Badge for the Spielberg vibe / P-Fun at times, I wrote. But just, you know, like the scary, thrilling parts are scary and thrilling. Like, he does deliver. I find a Spielberg movie fun. I do. He makes it a... And they got the music, the... What's his name? Music.
Was it John Williams again?
Yeah, yeah. Who does all the soundtracks at the time. Just like a good cinematic team putting on just good popcorn blockbusters, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I get it. He did it. He did it. Good job.
Yeah.
The dinosaur movie. You did it.
A Saturday morning breakfast cereal film. I get it. Mm-hmm. A badge for Jeff Goldblum saying the line, "What do they got in here? King Kong?" I screamed. I was like, that's so what right. I'm saying.
He's so right.
Yes, Central Jeff. Yes. Badge for Laura Dern's line, "Dinosaurs eat man, woman inherits the earth." Yes, it was the only moment of women should be in charge in the film. And then no women were in charge, actually, for the rest
that's
of the
thing,
film.
Is they'll all be like, that's okay. You go, girl. Things should be different. Okay, thanks for saying it. Let's move on.
Thank you for saying that. Yeah. Yeah.
You go, girl. But totally. I'm directing this movie.
Oh, my God. A badge for the adventure hats. People wore some really good adventure hats in this movie. They were differently shaped. They were each one was unique. And I enjoyed that a lot.
Love it.
A badge for the animatronics. That's my final badge. I think the practical effects in this movie were very good. That Triceratops really impressed me.
They were puppets. It was puppets.
The practical effects.
The practical effects were very cool. Trages?
Trages.
My first trage is for, I thought the leading man was kind of lame.
Sam Neill?
Who is he?
How dare you? Iconic New Zealander.
Oh, he's New Zealand? Okay, never mind. I loved him. When it began, I was just like, oh, this is going to be the guy who's the main guy?
Yeah. But I did not mind him at all. But I think it's because of his hatred for children that I was like, I love this man. I totally get that, though. I think if I didn't know he was New Zealander, a New Zealander,
yeah, that changes it.
Care. A trage for dinos' rights. They need to be protected.
Trage for... I wrote trage for hold on to your butts, IDK.
Oh my god! Wow.
I didn't love that
line. I thought you would have loved that.
I think I don't want to do this because I'm all about living life in the cringiest way. But it did make me cringe. I said,
really?
I don't like hearing you say that.
Really? I loved it. And he said it twice. And I loved it both times. That's just so funny as like a catchphrase. All right, everyone, hold on to your butts.
It's like, just, I don't know.
He's
about
a
that.
Nerd.
I don't know about that.
Wow. Wow. Trage for having to watch a birth. When that dinosaur hatched out of that egg, I took a series of photos of myself reacting to it. I'll send them to you. I was so, I hated that.
Not good? No. Good? Not for you?
No.
Well, you're sending those. I have a trage for, I just know that this movie misinformed people about science. Whether or not they knew that they were absorbing it that way, there were just certain things where they were like, they do travel in herds, whatever. And I'm like, you don't know that.
Yeah,
you're making that up.
Totally.
Or they're just, certain things they were saying where I'm like, you can't confirm that. You're going off a little, which is, that's fine. I mean, it's like, it's a movie. It's supposed to be, but like, definitely there's certainly this planted some things in our mind that is just not an accurate.
I felt that same way about, are we sure that dinosaurs made that sound?
Yeah.
And were loud?
They were going for, and that's what happens when you try to put some, like science we cannot confirm into the popular culture. And that's fine. I mean, we still have to have fun.
Dinos just want to have fun.
But I'm like, I know that this gave people that is probably had some effects on science and our understanding of the period that is just not, that's not real at all.
Totally.
Anyway.
Yeah. A trage for cow/goat murder. Sad.
I just got your photos. This last one is my favorite. You look disgusted.
Yeah.
Wow, she hates this. I've never seen you make this last face.
That's because nobody's ever been at that angle to my head. And nobody ever will be.
My next trage is... scenes like this make me so sad. The one, I think it's when Newman is like pleading for his... He's talking to the dino and basically like, nothing bad's going to happen to me. I hate when a character like
that made you sad
about to, when they know they're about to meet their demise. Since I was a kid, anytime I feel pity for a character, it makes me feel sick.
Yeah, I get that. I just didn't feel any pity for that guy.
Awful.
He was such an idiot.
Yeah, he was an idiot.
Speaking of that guy, a trage for his computer background is a booby woman. I think that's why I didn't feel any pity for him.
That was so, yeah.
That even in the dinosaur film, they snuck in a booby woman.
My final trage is I don't really care about dinosaurs being scary. So this was
Yep.
But they made it scary. It's just like, I'm like, well, not for me.
Yeah,
not
we just
necessary.
Had not seen it.
It seems
for a
like
reason.
The ride would be really fun.
Yeah.
At Universal Studios or whatever.
Trage for stop calling these dinos boys. They are literally genetically engineered to be women.
Boo.
It was so, the scientists in the building were referring to them as he and him. What? B.D. Wong had a whole scene about how they are not.
Yeah, what the?
Trage for oh, her jacket is too big because she's so small. When Laura Dern was running through the woods and she's got this giant raincoat that's so big and it's just absolutely swallowing her. And the man is wearing a regular raincoat that just fits.
She's a grown woman.
And I was like, that's so fucking annoying. And it's like buttoned wrong because she's so small. She couldn't even reach the right buttons to finish buttoning it.
I don't know how to do that. I'm just too small.
A trage for I'm sorry, but I am bored.
My first.
Again, what did you expect was going to happen? All of what I expected was going to happen happened.
My very first note was, I'm bored.
Yeah.
Because I was predicting I was going to be.
And
sorry.
We were.
It's and just my how last... we feel about these. This.
Yeah. My last trage is a trage for, once again, a no closure ending. Steven Spielberg was like, all right, we'll just call it there. They can just go off into the literal sunset and that's fine. And that's all the roaring happened. So I'm good.
I've done what I need to do. That's enough.
Yeah.
Well, Liana, we've badged, we've tragged. Mm-hmm. Shall we move on to our next segment?
Yes. This is how to pretend you've seen this film. This is for you are in a Jeep.
You're in a Jeep. You're just driving down the road in a Jeep. Regular road. Nothing scary going on. Nothing weird. And Timmy... is grazing in a field and runs up to your Jeep and goes, roar!
Hey!
Nice Jeep you got there.
Yeah.
I was just thinking about a movie that I love that
all right,
every
I'm,
Jeep
I'm trying
makes
to get
me
somewhere.
Think of. Hey,
okay.
Hey, he's gripping onto your window.
Whoa.
As you drive. Hey!
Okay, all
when's
right.
When's the last time you saw Jurassic Park? Absolute 90s classic. Love old Spielberg. He's my fave. Can't wait to tell you about it. I'm going to tell you about it. I'm not going
to really
let go
late
of your
for
car.
An event. I need to go in my Jeep.
And in order to stop Timmy from...
mashing... facts at you.
Here are a few things you can say to pretend that you've seen the film Jurassic Park. Yes, Timmy, I've seen the film Jurassic Park. One thing about that movie that you have to be prepared for is that there are literally dinosaurs everywhere in it. This seems obvious, but you may forget that the whole thing.
Yeah.
It's a dinosaur island, and they do it practical effects and CGI, which is sort of a fun...
Yeah.
Step into the 90s.
Timmy, you have bored me almost to death, but I will survive. You know why? Life finds a way. Now let go of my Jeep.
Yes, Timmy. I've seen the movie Jurassic Park. Everybody knows about the dinosaurs. But do you know that the main character is supposed to hate kids? That's part of what the movie's about. Also, some fun facts about it that I will say is that Newman from Seinfeld is in it. Mm. So that's Jurassic Park for you.
Timmy, somebody in this film says a line that I say to myself when I wake up every goddamn morning. How can we possibly have the slightest idea of what to expect? Life, eh?
Yes, Timmy, I have seen the film Jurassic Park. One thing that it does touch upon that remains very true in our world today is when people get too much money and too much power and too much ability to do things that could have effects on the world and nature around them, often they do not think about it enough and it has detrimental effects for everyone.
Yes. Timmy, get off my Jeep. I kick him off and I drive away on my automated drive area. And as I'm seeing Timmy recede in the distance of my rearview mirror, I say, I really hate that man. Do you remember that line?
No, but I love that.
It's the billionaire after Jeff Goldblum has gotten all up in the face of the camera, being an a-hole. And then the billionaire just quietly says, I really hate that man.
That is so
put
funny.
That on a t-shirt.
Love that.
And now that you have escaped Timmy and returned to the safety of 100 cakes and melting ice cream, which is our segment, Should You Watch This Or? In which we tell you if we think you should watch this movie
or if you should do something else with your time.
What would you say, Liana?
No, you don't need to watch Jurassic Park. You could go on a lovely hike in nature, as I've suggested before. But what I would say you should do instead of watching Jurassic Park, if you want to do something Jurassic Park related, is you should watch the clip of Nick Mohammed, who plays Nate in Ted Lasso. He has this character called Mr. Swallow, and he does this bit where he put lyrics to the Jurassic Park theme music. And it's so funny because it is so hard to sing along to that because the notes are so high and held for so long. But the chorus is like, it's Jurassic Park. It's a massive park. What could possibly go wrong? So watch the whole thing on YouTube. It is so funny.
That's great. Mr. Swallow. Watch that.
It's really fun. What about you, Sienna?
I would also say you do not have to watch Jurassic Park. It's exactly what you expect. If you want that, then give it a watch. But you don't need to watch it.
Yeah.
One thing you could do instead, if you're interested in dinosaurs at all, you could follow some paleo artists on Twitter or Instagram.
Oh.
For example, paleo artist Gabriel Yu is what he goes by. I follow him some places because it's just like fun to see. The thing is it's kind of like boring in that not boring. It's like academic in that like a lot of his things are for textbooks and stuff. But if you're kind of a little bit interested in that stuff, then like that's a more accurate modern day portrayal of dinosaurs and prehistoric animals, etc.
So he's illustrating like paleontological creatures. Yeah. He's paleo not just an artists. Artist on the paleo diet.
Correct.
Okay.
Paleo artists are cool because they like mock up like what they actually think they looked like, you know, which changes all the time. Well, Liana, we've watched Jurassic Park.
Yeah. What would you rate the film?
Gosh. I mean, it didn't really do anything wrong. It was doing its thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like a 2.5 out of 5.
Yeah, I get that.
2.5 sumptuous desserts out of 5. I did love, I respected how much they like desserts in this movie. And Spielberg delivers. He does. Like, it wasn't not fun. I did laugh.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not like, oh, I can't wait to watch that again.
You know what I mean?
Just for me, for my own tastes.
I get
that. What about yourself?
I would give this 3 IKEA cows out of 5.
Nice.
It was fine. The nature was very beautiful where it was set. So I love that. Jeff Goldblum was so sensual in the film.
Sensual.
Unbelievably sensual. Laura Dern was lovely. I love Laura Dern. And I loved how much that man hated kids. So there was some stuff for me to hold on to in this viewing. Yeah.
A lot of stuff was hilarious.
But predictable, and I was bored.
Yes!
Yes!
Well, Toss Popcorn has now watched Jurassic Park.
Roar!
Roar! Boy, if you like us, you can find us at Toss Popcorn on Instagram, on Twitter, on TikTok, and on Patreon.com at patreon.com/tosspopcorn.
Woo!
Check us out.
We put a bunch of bonus content on there. If you're wondering what movies we'll be watching in this season, that list is on our Patreon.
For patrons to know.
La, 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 la. And join us next week when we will be watching. We will be entering a particular season with the film
Polar Express.
The Polar Express.
The Polar Express.
We'll see you then. Thank you.
We love you.
Bye.
Bye.
Roar.
You can find us on Instagram as @SiennaJekyll and @LianaHolston. Please check the description for the spelling of our dumb names. We put out episodes every Tuesday, so make sure to subscribe so that you don't miss an episode. See you next week on Tossed Popcorn. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, check the iHeartRadio app.
Ah!
they're singing.
That was so funny to me.
Listen. So beautiful.
It's like you go up for your senior recital or something like that. Oh, everybody quiet. She's about to sing.
I guess they had to do that sound. Because otherwise they could have made it like...
La 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 la.
And they all sing in the tune of the Jurassic Park score.
La 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 la.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.